broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for August 19th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Man, we got all kinds of news the networks refuse to use coming your way. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Got the good sheriff on the line as well, former Sheriff Richard Mack. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sam. It's really good to be with you this beautiful Olympic Friday morning.
Yeah. Those Olympics, man, they had to take a piece so bad they had to lie and got in all kinds of trouble.
Well, the bottom line is, Sam, maybe these guys, maybe all of our people there need to grow up a little bit and maybe not make drinking such a part of our culture and our reputation and you know, why they have to go out and do that in the first place, but then follow it up with more stupidity. But, you know, when you go drinking, stupid things happen.
You got that right. I had kind of mentioned the moral component of this. If we are, the American people were focused on the Judeo-Christian ethics of the Ten Commandments, this wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have lied. They wouldn't have broken entered. They wouldn't have been out carousing and drinking and riotous living in the first place. You know, they should have said, you know what, I'm tired. We got a big long day tomorrow. Got to get some rest. Whatever. But maybe they should have gone to church. Maybe they should have. I mean, there's so many things they could do that would have been better off. And it just went from bad to worse in a matter of seconds. I guess the cops said to confront them. They broke the door down. They lied. What a disgrace on America, sir. The whole Olympics and then, hey, the big scandal that the Americans get all drunk and crazy and lie. Wow.
It's really sad that this has turned into an international incident. And it's one of the things that's going to be most memorable about these wonderful Olympics. And I know you know this, but I'm going to reiterate it. I really do love the Olympics. I think it's absolutely amazing what these people are able to accomplish.
It's incredible.
And it is. Absolutely.
And not only that, it's interesting that we do have one thing in the world where people actually have friendly competitions and get along, and it can be something of a positive cultural experience for everyone, right?
And I'm really glad that it looks like it's going to come off with just something stupid like this, you know, no terrorist activity, and the police have done a great job of providing appropriate security, just like you experienced in Cleveland. I think, you know, we need to mention that again, that Cleveland police did a fantastic job. The reports of millions of protesters going was, of course, exaggerated at every level. But I think the chief of police there set a tremendous example. He was there himself, you know, handing out water to people and being very PR-oriented. And, you know, I think, notwithstanding this ridiculous incident, the Olympics has been astonishing. The underdogs that have won and the others that have performed so amazingly, and it is human drama, and it is man against man, but in a competition that is very friendly and very intense and very professional.
Yeah, and you learn so much about each culture, too. I find it fascinating to learn about the world's people and the world's cultures. And this is an example where, you know what, Sheriff, we don't need to be racist. We don't need to look down on anybody for their ethnicity or their race or their, you know, culture or anything else. It's a time to celebrate that and to learn about that and to understand each other from their point of view and to learn about their history and what they do and why they do it. And a lot of the commentators focus a lot on the cultural differences and things. I think it's tremendous.
It is, and I'm going to have to tell you my favorite event. So, do you
it's
have
not carousing, is it?
Pardon me?
It's not carousing, is it? All right, just making sure. What's your favorite event, Kurt? Let's see what Kurt says first, and then we'll...
All right.
Let's see, my favorite event.
Olympic event. Your favorite event, Kurt.
Okay, good, yeah. When I was growing up, until I learned that we spent so many tax dollars on the Olympics, I kind of, thought it was a pretty great thing. And now I kind of have a, kind of warped view of the whole thing. But, I do appreciate good competition. I like to see people, congratulating others for their extra efforts. I one of the guys just lately, even though he's from another country, when our national anthem was going on, he was being interviewed, and he just took a pause in the interview and listened to the national anthem, out of respect.
Seeing that, that's good. That's great.
Yeah, I like to see that.
That's what we're talking about,
that
civility, sure.
I guess one of the most grueling things that I ever remember watching, I think they call it the decathlon now. I don't know if they still have that.
Yeah, the guy just won it last night USA.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, when I see that kind of thing, then I just think, hey, man, that's the kind of event that basically American patriots and real Americans have got to pretty much pattern their lives after, to see if, we can somehow restore the freedoms we've lost. So I'd say the decathlon.
They're passing out condoms all over the Olympics and stuff because it's just a crazy sex fest. But I was kind of thinking we ought to put together a plan to pass out the supreme law of the land, the constitutions,
Next time, let's go there and do that.
What do you think? Just go to the Olympics and just say, we're going to pass out as many constitutions as we can to everybody in the world and say, this is what makes America great, and we thought you guys might want a copy of the blueprint free. Just as a way to say, we love you and we hope the best for you and your countries and your freedoms, and, just out with the condoms and in with the Constitution,
That would be nice.
That's sort of a con-con?
Yeah. A little different style of a con-con. It's a con-con I could support, that's for sure. We could get rid of the con, though. And anyway, Sheriff, what's your favorite event in the Olympics?
I'm going to have to tell you, it's beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball.
Without question, yes.
I like to see those women beach volleyball players, don't you, Sheriff?
Well, it's not because of the bikinis, because I like the guys, too. I watched the guys last night, and I think what they do with two people on each side and the digs that they have and the amazing athleticism of those people, both men and women, have been absolutely astonishing. The competition that has gone on there and the expertise at this game and what they do, and wow, I don't like to miss any of those, and I always play it back, and it has been something I really just do not want to miss. And I'd like athletics anyway. I'm very sports oriented, and sports have been all my life, ever since I could remember and was old enough to pick up a baseball bat. I was good at it and I loved it. Something I think I got from my grandpa Floyd Mack. He was an excellent baseball player, and he and I both played college baseball at the same college.
And the good sheriff even got the environmentalist hippies to play a basketball game, too, to prove that,
Yeah, we need to ask Zach Carter about that someday, see if he was there that day.
Oh, he knows. I've talked to him about it.
I was wondering if he played that day, though.
I don't know if he played that day or not. I didn't ask him that. I'm just telling you he remembers it, though, because I brought it up to him, and we talked about it.
It was an amazing time.
And he even got the hippies in the shower, man. It was all right.
Yeah, that was part of my subterfuge on
hidden agendas.
Get them all a shower.
Absolutely. Now, I've been trying to get talk radio into the Olympics to see who could, create the most hard-hitting, factual talk show that's not over the top, see who could talk the longest. The problem is it would come down to two Americans, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Sam Bushman and Alex Jones would have to just do a marathon on the air and see who could stay on the air the longest or something.
Oh, and by the way, the greatest athlete is Ashton Eaton, who won the decathlon, Kurt. Ashton Eaton won the decathlon.
I bet Americans are eating that up, huh?
Is he related to Mark?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either, but hey.
Although it's a possibility.
You got to bring the jazz into it somehow, don't you?
Yes.
Well, they all come from Adam, so there's a start. I guess the mainstream press is melting down. They're just, well, ads for presidential races are dropping 60%, hurting local broadcasters. When we come back, Kurt's got the details on that.
Oh.
And then I want to talk about the freedom rankings of all 50 states. Guess which one is least free, good sheriff. Then we got a bunch of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association things to talk about. We'll do that too. CSPOA.org. Become a member today. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we got a lot of news to get to, so we got to rock and roll, but ads are way down for the mainstream press, Kurt. What are they going to do?
Well, you know, the bottom line is you mentioned what the whole deal is. You got the art of the deal being played by Donald Trump, and he basically realizes, hey, he can get the best coverage for free, and that's what he's doing.
There you have it. Anyway, I think it's an important thing to focus on. Donald Trump has received $4.3 billion, Sheriff, in advertising over the last year and promotion from the mainstream press coverage, if you will. And now he's going to bust out on his first TV ad of the general election. And he's going to spend $4.8 million, just so you know.
Yeah.
That's like the art of the deal, isn't it?
Well,
I think it's wonderful that he's been able to manipulate the press and beat them at their own game in a lot of ways. And so, you know, he's been pretty shrewd, pretty conniving, and every bit of it's been legal. And he has manipulated the press. But I'm surprised, and I think everybody would be, that ads are down. I mean, maybe they are for the presidential race, but he just announced he's doing $5 million worth of ads starting today, I think. And very well he should, because there's all sorts of things that he can do about Hillary's sordid, crooked past. And they ought to start way back, you know, with the Whitewater and her cattle futures trade that what the book, The Sovereign Individual, said that for her to have done that legally would have been the same as winning the lottery, one in about 250 million. The chances of her doing that legally were one in 250 million.
Man, ain't my wife lucky.
These crooked deals and money. And here the Clintons are now very open about their crooked, greedy money laundering schemes. And that's what this really is. The Clinton Foundation is only receiving money because of her position as Secretary of State and the possibility of her becoming president, and because of Bill Clinton's position as a president of the United States. That is why they're getting all that money. Everyone knows it, and for anyone to spin it differently is just lying. The reason they've gotten money and all that money is because of their position. And now they're very open about it. They say it's to help the poor and stuff like that, which, you know, maybe they've done some charitable work. But most of that money has gone into their pockets, and they've paid some of their friends. And it's just been astonishing that they get what they get away with. And boy, I'll tell you what, when Clinton said I am bulletproof, when he said that, there's nothing that he has ever said that's truer than that.
I hear that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you can expect it to get a lot worse.
But the ads for all the others, I mean, ads for all the other races, Sam, oh my gosh. I mean, those are so legion that to say that the networks are hurting for anything else, I mean, yeah.
You should be seeing a lot of those in Arizona with the McCain deal, right?
Oh, I know. That's when, just what I was going to mention. That? McCain mm-hmm. is running ads galore, and he is trouncing Dr. Kelly Ward, who I have endorsed.
When's the primary for that one?
Yeah, the primary is August 30th, and then he's already okay. running ads against the Democrat, Ann Kirkpatrick.
So basically, McCain, you think he'll win in a landslide?
Well, he's ahead by like 25 points in the polls, and he's still running negative ads, of course, against Dr. Ward. But she's running some pretty serious ones against him. But he's already running them against Ann Kirkpatrick, and Ann Kirkpatrick's already running them against McCain.
It's all political theater, my friends.
Yeah, well, it is, and you know. Every time I look at that, I go, here's Obama, and this is what I wanted to talk to both of you about. Here's Obama dishing out clemency. Let's see, what's the other word for it? When somebody's in prison and he lets them out, he grants them
pardon. Amnesty?
Amnesty, yeah. Or pardon. A pardon.
A pardon, yeah, all right, pardon. Sure.
Clemency, pardons, and he's granting those to all sorts of people who really are criminals. And I was wondering if maybe the CSPOA, all of us, the three of us, should not start contacting our congressmen and U.S. senators. You can get a hold of Hatch and Lee, and I can get a hold of Flake and McCain, and say, couldn't you please ask President Obama to consider doing one that would be really worthwhile, and that would be Dwight Hammond?
Amen to that. I'm on board. What do we got to do next?
I think we just...
Absolutely.
We just start calling our congressmen.
What we got to do is write up a CSPOA press release calling for this, and then that way we can call up, but we can also have something to distribute.
Yes.
I think.
Amen. I'm in.
We ought to start working for that and say, you know what? You let all these other people go, and how many people has released now from Guantanamo Bay? The terrorists. You know, so I'm thinking maybe we ought to put some pressure on the president somehow with our senators. I mean, can you tell me that McCain could not call Barack Obama and say, you know what, we've disagreed on a lot, but we ought to do something here for this man that, one, is 76 years old, and two, he's already served his sentence. And let's let him go home to his wife, and let's just start making it a deal. You know?
No doubt about it.
Well, I think we ought to try it.
We need to make it, though, Dwight and Stephen Hammond.
I would like to do, you know, the easy one, obviously, is Dwight because of his...
I'm just saying, if we push for both and they only let one out, you know what?
Yes, that's true, too.
I'm just saying there's no reason not to push for both, though.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, anyway, in my opinion, that's really... really critical. That's the whole reason in January we all went to a rally in the first place. And since all of the melee and confusion and whatever on that thing, we've not been able to focus as much on the Hammonds as we all had hoped to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a tragedy in and of itself. All right. There's a freedom ranking of all 50 states. You know what state's the least free, Sheriff?
Wait. There's a freedom ranking of all 50 states, and then what did you say?
Which one is the least free?
I would say California or Hawaii or New York.
It is.
Well,
New York,
and California's like 49th, so, you know, I mean, it's okay, not so like I'm you close. Missed it very far. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's New York?
Yeah. Which three did you give again? New York, Hawaii?
New York, Hawaii, and California.
All right, where's California, Kurt? New York is like third. I mean, Hawaii is like third, right?
You mean third least free?
Least, yeah.
Is that what you're saying? I'm looking up that list
right now.
We'll
have to find it, but
right now.
All I'm telling
you
is New York's
really
the least
close.
Free. And while Kurt's looking that up really quick, a couple of tidbits might be helpful on this topic. New Yorkers have the highest state tax burden in the country, paying twice.
Hawaii's
the
48.
National average of 7.8%.
The national average of what?
They pay twice as much state tax burden. They pay twice as much of their income
state
as anybody
income
else.
State income tax.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
The state government spending is nearly four times what it is in other states. The regulations are out of control. And here's more of what the group found. They're just getting started. Land use freedom in New York is very low, primarily because of the devastating rent control laws.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there you have it. But they say there's three things that they could do to improve their ranking. Act more like California.
Yeah.
These people are goofy.
Arizona's number 10, by the way.
Arizona's number 10. But I disagree with
Utah,
all the rankings.
Utah number 20, they say.
All right, hold on. Liberty Roundtable.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Donald Trump has repeatedly and insistently warned that the 2016 presidential election might be rigged. In keeping with well-established habits, however, he has declined to provide specifics. Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone offered some details in an essay published by The Hill. Referring to the way that the Hillary Clinton campaign, working with the Democratic National Committee, rigged the system to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, Stone asks, why would the Clintons not cheat again? The issue here is both voter fraud, which is limited but does happen, and election theft through the manipulation of the computerized voting machines, particularly the Diebold PES voting machines in wide usage in most states, Stone explains. Hackers have demonstrated that these antiquated machines can be reprogrammed to misrepresent vote totals with ease. To be very clear, both parties have engaged in this skullduggery, and it is the party in power in each state that has custody of the machines and control of their programming, Stone emphasizes. He urges that the results of the machines in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Ohio must be matched with exit polls. A particular concern is the fact that some states still use machines that include no paper trail. The evidence is destroyed. Florida's machines had no paper trail in Bush versus Gore in the 2000 presidential election. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live, Sam Kurt and Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. We're talking about which states are the most free. They go into all kinds of stuff as their criteria, and they talk about gay and lesbian, same-sex marriage, all kinds of goofy stuff. But in my mind, Sheriff, they leave out some of the most critical realities of freedom. And what I mean by that is they don't talk about, really at all in my mind, about God, about religion, about self-government, about people who believe in God and act according to their beliefs, and people who believe in family. And I'll give you an example. Utah is one of the strongest family states and the most religious states in the country. They're also one of the most politically conservative. Now, I get that there's problems. I understand all that.
Well, so what was their ranking?
Well, their ranking for Utah is 20.
20?
Their ranking for Arizona is 10.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But when you look at, like, for example, you know, religious freedom and stuff like that, I'm not saying Arizona's a bad place. It's a pretty good family-oriented place compared to a lot of places. But Utah's got some of the most family-oriented communities of any place in the nation by far.
Yeah.
They've also got church organizations, and I know a lot of it's Mormon, but, you know, there's a lot of religious beliefs there, and a lot of people believe in God, family, and country quite strongly. Now, they may be misdirected and not obeying the principles of freedom well enough.
Let me add just one thing real quick.
Yeah, sure.
When churches get together and different ministers get together in Utah,
yeah,
that's one of the strongest places I've ever seen that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's where they've held a lot of the family summits.
Yes.
Anyway, they're not, in my real mind, talking much about that in all these freedom indexes. And when people talk about freedom, it's one thing to use a bunch of factors to gauge for freedom. In other words, a freedom reality check based on day-to-day life.
Part of that?
Is what now?
Are gun rights part of that?
Kurt will look that up.
You know, I mean, they've got a huge list of, you know, they break it down into these sections. Fiscal policy, they give that about 30%
of the thing. Now, let me stop you
there. Thing, and
that's
broken
say on fiscal
down.
Policy, you're talking about finances, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
Utah's the only state in the union that has honest money, though, as legal tender.
Yeah, but they don't include that.
That's
in
my point,
thing.
Though, is that, you know what? If you have a honest money, gold and silver as legal tender, you're the only state in the union to have it in modern day, and you're educating the nation to do that, and then you put them down on the list on, you know, fiscal policy, you've lost your mind.
Then they've got regulatory policy, and they say that's, you know, that's broken down by a whole bunch of things, but they give that 38.7% of the deal. That then they go down to personal freedom at 29.4%, but I don't see really any, I mean, there's a little notice about gun control. They say 3.2%. Local gun ban, you know, I mean, it's not
and,
much.
And Utah needs it. A constitutional carry. We're working on that. But Utah has one of the most broadly accepted in the whole nation concealed carry permits, the most accepted in other states and et cetera. Very good concealed carry permit state. Again, they don't give weight to the things that matter. They also don't talk about God at all, do they, Kurt?
I can't see it in here, but it is a long... Well, here's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They give that a 0.01%.
Yeah, see, and to me, that's almost... In my mind, if you put God family together, that's almost one of the biggest factors of all, if you ask my opinion.
It's got mixed martial arts legal 0.1%.
Yeah, that's as important
more
as
important. Well, that's 10 points more important. Raw milk legal 0.1%. You know, these are the ways they kind of sum up the number.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not overlooking freedom at all. I'm just telling you that when you focus on God and keeping the commandments of God and the religious nature of a community and the family-oriented nature of a community, you got to remember that, those are serious things. By the way, Utah's got the strongest constitutional sheriffs in the country as well. They're far from perfect, ladies and gentlemen, but they are, pound for pound, better than any other group of sheriffs in the country. Is that true, Sheriff?
Oh, well, yeah, it is. And in fact, Marty Gleave and his comment about how he would call every citizen in his county to be a part of his posse if he needed them to defend the county against the federal government, BLM in particular. Of course, Sheriff Noel, who has stood very strong in Beaver County on some very pertinent freedom issues. And then... Eldridge, Sheriff Eldridge, when he said he was asked if he considered himself a constitutional sheriff, and he said, well, of course I do. I thought that was our job. And in fact,
boy, howdy, is he on target.
It's our job to be constitutional sheriffs. And that's the whole thing that we've been trying, you and me and Kurt, for the last 10 years, trying to make sheriffs understand that being constitutional is our job. And I'm proud of some of these Utah sheriffs that have made that a part of their everyday job, because it is. And to think that, on the other hand, what other sheriffs have said that really astonishes me and hurts me, that I can't do anything to stop the federal government. If the federal government wants to come in my county, I hope they behave themselves, but whatever they do is up to them. I can't do anything about it. And that is such an acquiescence and a malfeasance.
But it's not even honest of a statement. It's not true. It's not right. There's a balance of powers. There's appropriate jurisdictions. The states and the federal government are supposed to work together within their jurisdictional responsibilities. This is not it's kind of like the battle they pit between men and women. You know what? If I'm a man, I'm supposed to hate women, and women are supposed to hate men because, by golly, we're competing roles. I look at them as not a competitive match, but a complementary role. And I think that the states and the feds have a similar complementary role. There's different responsibilities for different reasons, and coming together, we created the greatest nation in the face of the earth.
Yeah, and we have. And so, on the other hand, for sheriffs to say that the federal government has a higher jurisdiction, do you know what that ultimately says? First of all, it's a stupid excuse from sheriffs. And of course, it's lazy and dishonest. But this is what they're saying to the American people, and especially the people in their county. The federal government is its own judge of its own authority and how far it goes. And that's just ridiculous. That was never meant to be. That's completely and entirely unlawful. It violates the 10th Amendment.
Well, it suggests that the creator can't control the creation anymore.
No, yeah, exactly.
Let me say that again for clarity's sake, not for you, Sheriff, but for the listener. That's to suggest the creator has no more control of the creation.
Right.
It's a lie.
It is a lie.
All right, there's going to be a lot more on that coming up next weekend, the 26th and 27th, Friday and Saturday in Utah. Thanksgiving Point, it's going to be at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel right there. And ladies and gentlemen, you can attend this incredible two-day training. Sheriff Richard Mack and Vice President of the CSPOA, Rick, will be giving the – Rick Dalton will be giving the presentation and training. It's going to be phenomenal. But the problem is it's almost full, isn't it, Sheriff?
Yeah, we got about 10 seats left. And we just had a guy sign up yesterday from Pennsylvania. And so this is we've got people coming from all over the country.
Of course we do. Florida, Pennsylvania, just to get started, huh? Texas?
Yes. We've got two sheriffs from Nevada coming, one from Idaho. And this wasn't aimed at sheriffs, by the way, and it still is not. And so if you want to attend, we're looking for activists. We're looking for community leaders. We're looking for city and county and state legislators. Kurt Oda just signed up yesterday. And we're really moving forward with this. And isn't it amazing that some people just kind of poo-poo it and go, don't have time. And yet other people like Michelle Fiore are inviting others to come because they realize that what a huge opportunity this is, Sam. You, every listener right now, you have the opportunity to come and be a certified instructor for the CSPOA, where you are going to be able to teach the same classes that I've been teaching for the last 10 years all across this country. You'll now be capable and certified to do it and represent us all across the country, but especially in your hometown area.
And to put icing on the cake, you get to taste some raw honey.
Oh, yeah, Kurt's going to have his honey there.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, raw
there you
honey.
Go, Kurt.
So, right, the IRS is beating people up, and this is going to be part of the training about, you know what, we got to resist the tyrannical notions of the IRS, Kurt.
And honey there, too.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Good point. But I don't know that you're going to have any taste of that. But, on the on that honey that we will have there, yes, you can sweeten it up. Yeah, the IRS is targeting the Olympics. They're in the Olympics, too, Sheriff. The only thing is they do what they call a victory tax. So if you make 10 grand on your gold medal, or excuse me, 25 grand on your gold medal, they take 10.
The IRS deserves it.
Yeah.
When are we going to shut those thugs down?
Even Chucky Schumer said it wasn't right.
Come on, Donald.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I don't know if you call it opposition in all things or if you call it yin and yang, but whatever you call it, man, you got the bad thing. The IRS is attacking all these athletes and abusing everybody. It needs to absolutely stop. Where's Donald Trump when you need him the most, huh? But anyway, I digress. There's a good news piece. You got this 10-year-old kid up in Oregon. And he loves Ammon Bundy and crew, and he loves Lavoie Finicum and such, so much so that, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sheriff, he raised a prize-winning 1,030-pound black Maine Anjou steer, and this was for the Douglas County Fair there, and he's named it Lavoie. Yeah. So, anyway.
That ain't any bull either.
No,
true.
No bull about it. You know, I guess they gave a quote in the story. Lavoie is a hero who stood up for all our rights, and I believe in him. We all believe in him. That's what this boy told reporters after his steer took a ribbon at the Douglas County Fair.
All right, that would tell you about that. A bull named Lavoie. Speaking of that, some of the Finicums are coming to the training, aren't they, Sheriff?
Yes, Tara, Lavoie's daughter, will be starting off the entire seminar with about a 20-minute presentation and speech, and primarily about the importance of having constitutional sheriffs. And of course, our focus is ultimately that. The training, of course, is not aimed at sheriffs. It's at everybody, like I mentioned, community leaders and activists and freedom groups and former legislators and current legislators and current sheriffs and just people like you and me. And my niece is coming, and she just works for Americans for Prosperity. She's got a friend, Kevin Paulson, coming, and he's just interested in freedom. He's a member of the CSPOA. Some people coming are not members of the CSPOA. By the time you come there, though, you will be a member of the CSPOA. But the whole thing of it is focusing on bringing everybody together to focus on a solution.
Have you invited Donald yet?
I didn't, but after the election, one way or the other, he'll be invited to the next one.
Because I'm thinking we ought to invite Donald to this one, election or not. He's got some time. He needs to come to Utah anyway.
We just heard a commercial from Joyce Riley. And I want to give her a shout-out. Joyce has always put her money where her mouth is. She's always supported us. She's always supported the CSPOA. She said there's two freedom movements in the country that she's totally behind, and CSPOA is one of those two.
It's probably she's even put her money where our mouth is, which is pretty
even
nice.
Even more so, because she just sent in a donation. So that two other people could attend.
That's phenomenal news.
Yeah, yeah. And so one of them is from California, and the other one is either Missouri or Texas. I can't remember where the other guy's from right now. But, yeah, she's helped other people come to this.
And all right, while Joyce Riley's doing the good thing, I told you the yin and the yang is out everywhere. While Joyce is doing great things, by the way, do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829 to support Joyce. I guess there's a hack that revealed George Soros is in the news. So while Joyce is doing good things with her money, here's what George is doing, Kurt.
Yeah, I put $650,000 towards the Black Lives Movement whole deal. And, you know, that's just stirring it up.
Just George fund Soros the thugs. Style. We can't hardly get good people to fund us, though. It's rare. It's a rare person that'll do it. Thank heavens for Joyce and others. By the way, the Idaho Sheriff's deputy who shot Jack Yantis, the rancher?
Yes.
New news on that, Kurt.
That's correct, Sam. You know, the whole story about that sheriff, I'm sure you followed that. But, you know, they claimed that Yantis had pointed a gun at him. And yet they said
lied.
On the one. Yeah, they just didn't tell the truth there. But the deputies that were involved in this are now listed as employees of the Adams County Sheriff's Office, even though they said they were kind of out of there, you know what I mean? But they had paid administrative leave. Anyway, it doesn't look like much justice is really done in the Jack Yantis.
No, but at least the cops case. That did it's gone, and hopefully we can have more accountability. We got to push harder and not let that Jack Yantis case go either.
So what specifically happened to the officers? They just quit or they resigned?
Well, they say that they had resigned, but now, you know, the report was contradicted according to the Idaho Statesman. They cited the organizers of a group called Justice for Jack. The paper said that multiple sources had claimed neither deputy would be returning to work. The Idaho Peace Officer and Standards Training, which certifies all law enforcement officers in the state, told the Statesman that both Roland and Wood are listed as employees of the Adams County Sheriff's Office.
Now, we'll have to dig in and get answers on that, but the CSPOA just became certified trainers in Colorado, right?
We did. We're having training there on September 15th for the Grand County Sheriff's Office.
Now, that's phenomenal news.
That's grand.
We got to spread. Good point, Kurt. We got to spread that, though, to Idaho now. They need it bad up there, my friend.
Well, we'd be happy to go there, and we've got some good constitutional sheriffs there. And in fact, I will tell you that Adams County Sheriff, and I don't remember his name, I'm sorry, he is a member of the CSPOA. And
all right.
I don't believe that he had anything, obviously, to do with this. How he's handled it since then... you know, he suspended the officers, just like you're supposed to do until the investigation's over. And I don't know how you would totally investigate that. You know, they didn't have it on video. And so to say that somebody pointed a gun at somebody is going to be, you know, basically left open to their word. And
couldn't you access Google Earth, you know, on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah.
But while George Soros is running around wreaking havoc back in Black Lives Thugs Matter, we're doing good things like holding Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association educational conferences. And while we're bringing up the Jack Yantis story and others to create accountability for the people in America, I guess the USDA is up to their shenanigans. They're holding some conferences, huh, Kurt?
Well, I mean, they've come a long way from the days of, you know, For the Farmer. Now, Sheriff and Sam, they've got a new kind of farmer. This is called a lesbian farmer, and they're having these summits for them. This is according to the Washington Free Beacon. They say, I don't even know how to deal with this, but it says the agency's outreach efforts follow publication of a report by the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. Boy, what would we do without that? You know, purporting
we need
to
Liberty
find
task force is what we need.
That lesbian couples are more likely to be low income and almost twice as likely to receive public assistance. The transgender community is particularly vulnerable. The agency continues, adding that
then all the more
excited
reason not to choose that lifestyle, Kurt.
To target and address those supposed needs. So anyway, the
lesbian
agriculture
USDA
department
summits.
Taking care of the lesbians. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow.
I don't even know how to respond to all that. But Hillary's in the news again. Not only is she in a scandal for her email, she said that Colin Powell told her to do it, Sheriff. So,
well, as long as you have a general, a former general, that says it's okay, then
heard
you
that.
Can commit any kind of crime you want.
But Hillary's got other favors, too.
Well, yeah, the other part of the story, you remember a while back, you know, like if you had money and you didn't want everybody to know about it, you put it in what country's banks? Switzerland, right?
Yes, of course.
Well, remember a while back where the IRS was pressuring the, they called it UBS, I think that's United Bank of Switzerland or something like that. But anyway, I guess Hillary got involved in that and, you know, kind of got the UBS guys to compromise things and surrendered 4,450 American account information. But shortly thereafter, UBS paid Bill Clinton $1.5 million to participate in a series of question and answer sessions sponsored by the bank, which also increased their donations to the Clinton Foundation tenfold, and they launched a $32 million inner-city loan program. Secretary of State Clinton renegotiated the terms of this whole IRS problem and
yeah,
found
kinda
a way
like
to
making
profit
her own art of the
from
deal,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we have a final story we need to mention. You know, UN peacekeepers, those guys are supposed to, like, be peaceful, right, Kurt?
Yeah, the only problem is they don't keep the peace. There was basically, you know, in Sudan, 15 Sudanese soldiers were gang-raping a female aid worker there, and the UN peacekeepers were just a little ways away, about a mile away, and they didn't respond to desperate calls for help. They just couldn't take care of things. You know, it's just one more reason you don't call the UN to keep the peace. You call a constitutional sheriff.
Well, they're too busy keeping the peace to take care of that poor lady there, Kurt.
Good point.
All right. The training is available now, ladies and gentlemen. There's hardly any seats left, so you better sign up fast. CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association training in Utah at Thanksgiving Point. It'll be at the Marriott, Courtyard Marriott Hotel, next Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th of August. To get details, CSPOA.org. Sign up today because there's hardly any left. 10 seconds, Sheriff, what do you want to say?
Hey, well, I'll see everybody next week, and thanks for all your help with that.
Roger that. We might even bring pupusas or something. All right, we'll work on that. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Three websites to check out and support, donate, and get involved today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. This nation shall endure.